Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 112 for Thursday, October 20th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market suffered losses on Thursday in sympathy with the faltering U.S. soy market. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $7.50 lower, with the November contract checking in at $500.90 a ton. That's down $3.50, while the January contract was down $6.90. It was $504.50 a ton. Traders continue to dump November contracts in favor of January. Good harvesting weather is expected across much of the prairies this weekend, and there are ideas that if the harvest picks up, the selling could intensify. However, on the other side of the coin, the Canadian dollar was weaker today relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more enticing on the international stage. Canola also received some technical support at the $500 per ton level, and milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 6 cents lower. The November contract was at $9.75 a bushel. Prices were pushed down by harvest pressure as more and more soybeans go to market. Many traders are moving out of November and into January. However, weekly exports were higher than expected, and this was bearish for the market. Net soybean sales for the week ended October 13th came in above 2 million tons. Most analysts expected just 750,000 to 1.4 million tons would come in. China is attempting to sell 100,000 tons of rapeseed oil from its state reserves, and this also weighed on values. Corn was 6 to 7 cents weaker, with the December contract coming in at $3.50 a bushel. Export sales for the week were above a million tons, and that exceeded what most analysts had been expecting. Harvest efforts in the U.S. continue, and that dragged on values. The most active December contract found technical support as well. U.S. wheat was 3 cents lower, with the active December contract at $4.17 a bushel. The large amount of wheat in the world limited the market today, along with expectations of a massive U.S. harvest. Good export demand helped to counter some of that downside. Harvest delays in Western Canada have been bullish for some wheat markets as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, October 20th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.